Today's daf is daf Tezayin, so let's take it from the top of Tezayin. I'm Aleph, four lines down, the two dots. The Gemara says, Ubishtar. So the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah the various ways that an Eved Ivri can be acquired. And it says, Eved Ivri, the Mishnah says, Nikna Bekesef Ubishtar. So what exactly does it mean that it's Kone Ubishtar, mean null? And Gemara asks, how do you know that Shtar works to be Kone in Eved Ivri? So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Im Acheres Yikachlo. So, referring to purchasing an Amid Ivriya. So Rashi says, so first the Gemara says, Ahekesha Hakasav Lacheris, that there's a connection of an Evid Ivri, of an Amid Ivriya, to an Acheris. What's an Acheris? So Rashi says, Lacheris, Lekichas Kedushim. It's comparing a Yikach of an Evid. We're going to lump together Evid Ivri and Amid Ivriya. We're going to buying in Eved is similar to another acquisition, which Rashi just refers to lekichas kedushin. So there's a hekesh of avdus to kedushin. Ma acheres makna b'shtar. Just like acheres, just like kedushin works via shtar, like we've learned already. Af ame ivriya makna b'shtar, so to an ame ivriya, and so to an eved ivri, the acquisition works through a shtar. So Gemara says, Hanichal mandamar, this all makes sense according to that opinion who holds shtar ame ivriya adon kosvo. That the Adon, the Lokeach, is the one who writes the Shtar. So therefore it's very comparable, because the Kedushin, the Baal, who's acquiring her, also writes the Shtar. If you look at Rashi, the top line, Rashi says, Adon Kosvo. Bitcha Knuyali, Vinosalav. He says, I'm buying your daughter's being acquired to me. I'm acquiring your daughter and gives it to the father. Kederach Shtar Kedushin, Rashi says, like other Kedushin, Shabbal, the Lokeach, it's Kosei Bitcha Himukudeshali, that your daughter is coming into my possession as the Kedushin. So that makes sense. There's a comparison, a very good parallel between Kedushin and Amir Ivriya. El Almanda Ma'av Kosvo, the one holds that the father writes it. The father writes it when it comes to Amir Ivriya. The father writes it as the mocher selling off his daughter, Ma'ik Lamemar. It's very different. Because by the Amir Ivriya, the father, the seller writes it. By Kedushin, the Lokeach is writing it. So the Shtaros, the documents are not comparable. Ditmar, the Gemara quotes this machlokes, who writes the shtar? Ditmar, shtar ame ivriya, mikoso, who writes the shtar of an ame ivriya? Rav Huna amar adon koso, the master, the lokeach, if you will, writes it. Rav Chista amar av koso, the father writes it. So anicha, this whole comparison of kedushin to ame ivriya makes sense. Anicha Rav Huna, who says that the lokeach is the one writing it in both situations. Ela Rav Chista, Maik Lamimra, he holds that the father, the mocher, is writing the shtar ame ivriya. It's therefore not comparable to kedushin. So how does he know that shtar works for Amir Ivriya? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo teitzei keteis ha'avadim. She should not go out, she should not exit, she should not go free like the other types of avadim. What does that mean? Aval niknesi bekinin avadim. She does not exit, she does not leave like other avadim, but she does leave, she does get acquired, she does enter in like other avadim. Umay niu, how does that work? Shtar. So the Rashi says, look at Rashi, what does it mean, lo seite kateis avadim, she does not exit like other avadim. B'shein v'ayin v'rashay varm ke'evet kanani. Evet kanani, if the Odo knocks out his tooth or his eye, or other parts of the body, the 24 parts of the body, the Gemara tells us later on, that evet kanani goes free. Shim simas einaha v'chein eina shal evet avri. So if the master were to blind her, or the eye of an evet ivri, eino yote b'kach, that evet does not leave through through the missing of limbs, the knocking out of limbs. Elanosin lo dme eno, you just pay the damage for the cause of blindness. Vizeh mishalim mashim shesh viyote. And then the Eved Ivri or the Am Ivri completes the 6 years. So this Eved Ivri and Am Ivri do not leave like regular avadim of Eved Kanani. But they are nicknames kikinin avadim. So Rashi says, aval nicknames he kikinin avadim kinanim. And it came nicknam b'shtar. We're going to see later on Daf Chav Beis that an Eved Kanani can be purchased through a shtar. So too an Eved Ivri and an Eved and Am Ivri only don't leave like an Eved Kanani, but they can. The implication is they can be acquired like an Eved Ivri. Umay Nihu, says the Gemara again, shtar. So we know from that pasuk a shtar works for an Eved Ivri and an Am Ivri. Gemara says, wait a minute, maybe the diak should be as follows: Ve'ema aval niknesi kikinin avadim umay Nihu chazaka. Maybe you should compare an Eved Ivri to an Eved Kanani, just like an Eved Kanani can be acquired through Chazaka, so to an Amir Ivriya, and an Eved Ivri can be acquired through Chazaka, and nothing to do with a shtar. Maybe you're making the wrong diuk. As Gemara says, Gemara answers, Amar Kra, v'snachaltim osam levnechem, acharechem. You're supposed to give them, they're referring to Eved Kanani as a nachal, as a Yerusha to your children. Acharechem, so osam mechazaka, they, the Eved Kanani, it's going to be given over through Chazaka, avalo acher b'chazaka. But an Eved Ivri, Am Ivri, does not work through Chazaka. So Chazaka already is excluded as a possibility for an Eved Ivri. So therefore, it allows us to make the dig above which kinin works for an Eved Ivri. It must therefore be the shtar. The Mara now says, okay, maybe you should make the following dig. Veima osam b'shtar v'lo acher b'shtar. Maybe the dig of osam, when it says v'snachaltim osam, that they are going to be in achla, osam is limiting that other types of avadim, namely Eved Ivri, doesn't work through shtar. The pasuk makes no mention of chazak here, just telling us there's some limitation that applies only to Eved Kanani and does not apply to an Eved Ivri. Maybe the limitation is that only shtar works for an Eved Kanani, but shtar doesn't work for an Eved Ivri. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that because hak siv lo seisei kitei savadim, which tells us that there is something that works. It doesn't leave like an Eved Kanani, but it does enter in like an Eved Kanani. So either way, what comes out is there's definitely something that does work. There is some comparison of an Eved Ivri to an Eved Kanani. We just don't know if it's a shtar that they both work, that shtar works for both types of avadim, or is it that that chazaka works for both of them. So Gemara doesn't know which one to take it. Do you compare it with regards to chazaka, or do you compare it with regards to shtar? So Gemara says, Mari, so mistavra shtar, havle li rebuye, you should come to include and say shtar also applies to an Eved Ivri. Why should Cain motzi bebas Yisrael? Because a shtar we know is able to remove, because we're talking about right now in the world of an Eved Ivri or an Am Ivri, the world of a Jew. So we know in general shtar works for a Jew, it works for a get. So too shtar should be able to work for an Eved Ivri and Am Ivri. So Gemara says, wait a second, but still, Adirabba, Chazaka havli li rebuye, shekein konim nichse ager. But chazak has a certain strength that it works even in a case where there's nichse ager, where there's no makniv. Nichse ager is when a ger dies, he has no yorshin left over. So it's an open property. How am I able to acquire it? If I go to the karka and I do a certain chazaka, I build a fence, I change a lock, I build a ditch, I'm kone that property even though there's no makne. So it's a certain ability when there's a das acheres makne. If I'm buying from someone, it's easier for me to acquire because you're helping bring it to my possession. But if there's no das acheres makne, I'm just on my own picking it up without anyone handing it to me, it's harder. Yet chazaka still works. So chazaka is a certain strength. So chazaka should work for Nam Ivriya more so than a shtar should. So you could go both directions. Should it be a shtar that works for Nam Ivriya, or should it be a chazaka that works? Gemara says, even though in general chazaka is greater form of kinin, be'ishus mi'as la'ashachim, we don't find anywhere in the world of ishus. And Am Ivriya is a level of ishus. I'll explain why that is in just a second. But in the world of ishus, we never find that chazaka works. You cannot be kona a woman. You can't be kaddish an isha with chazaka. You can't just grab her and hold on to her and then she's yours. It doesn't work like that. So therefore, chazaka is weaker in the world of ishus. As opposed to shtar, it does work for kedushin. It does work for gidim. So it does have a strength within the world of ishus. So the reason is because when it comes to Am Ivriya also has some level of ishus. Does Rashi explain this? Now, I don't see this, but we already saw mentioned, we'll see later on, that an Am Ivriya, when you buy an Am Ivriya, that could turn into what's called Yid. It could turn into a marriage. So therefore, it's a certain level of Ishus to this. Okay, so either way, we see this is the Rai that we see that Shtar works for an Am Ivriya. Again, because the Pasuk says, Lo Seite Ketes Avadim, that the Am Ivriya doesn't leave like an Eved Kanani, but the implication is that she can enter in. She is acquired like an Eved Kanani, namely through the avenue of a Shtar. Marsi Ibai same alternatively, Lahachi Ahani Imacheres. That's where we learn the word from Imacheres, that hekesh to kedushim. Right? We don't know. When you say the dik, lo seisei kiteis avadim, she doesn't leave like avadim, but she's acquired through avadim. We don't know which eved, which type of kinin, is it shtar or chazaka. So then we invoke the pasuk imacheres yikach lo, that connects it to kedushin, to the world of ishus, that which kinin works for an Am Ivriya, it must be the kinin of shtar. Now, Gemara wants to know, Rav Huna, hai lo seite kateis avadim mayab darishpe. Rav Huna above was one who held that the Av is kosev, the shtar Am Ivriya. The Av, rather the Adon. Yeah, right, exactly. Rav Huna holds that the Adon, the lokeach, writes the shtar. The one buying it writes the shtar, just like by the Kedushin, the Baal writes the shtar, the lokeach. So there's a good comparison of Am Ivriya to Kedushin that shtar works. So now he has an available pasuk. What does he do with the pasuk? Lo seite kateis avadim. You don't need that for any other drasha. You already learned it from the previous connection of imacheres yikach lo. So what does he learn from lo seite kateis avadim? My darish base. The Gemara answers, hahumi baile. That's needed to teach us she'ena yote b'rashi avarim kevin. To tell us that an Eved Ivri or an Am Ivri does not leave b'yote rashi avarim. Like we said above, if an Eved Kanani loses a limb, an eye, a tooth, he goes at free. But a Jewish slave does not go free. That's what we learn from lo seite kateis avadim. Mara says, Rav Chista says, he learns two things. He learns one from lo seite kateis avadim, the implication is that you can be nikna, you can be acquired like avadim, like Eved Kanani. So how does he know that Rashi Varm does not apply to an Eved Ivri? So So Gemara says, Imkein lichtav kra lo seite kavadim. My kitseis avadim. It should say, lo seite, don't go out like avadim. Lo seite kitseis is extra. You're saying teite two times. Must be shema mina tarti. You learn two drashas. So if Chisda says you learn one drasha, that the Eved Ivri does not leave with Rashi of Arm. And the second drasha is that you don't leave like an Eved Kanani, but you do enter into the slavery like an Eved Kanani, namely through Shtar. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. One of the ways that an Eved Ivri acquires himself back and becomes free is Konitz Atmo Bishanim. When the 6 years are up, he becomes free. How do you know this? The Gemara quotes the first pasuk, Dichsev, She Shanim Yavod Ubashvis. The Gemara doesn't tell us the rest, but usually when the Gemara says Vagomer, it usually means you're supposed to read the rest of the pasuk, which is needed here. Ubashvis, Yete Lachav Shechinam. You go free during the seventh year. The first pasuk. Next one, the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Uba Yovel. If the Eved Ivri is working and during the 6 year the Yovel comes, that also gets him free. How do you know? Also, Pasuk, Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us, Ad Shnas Yovel, Yavod Imach. Until Yovel, that's when you serve. But after Yovel, then you no longer serve. That lets you go free. The Giron Kes, we already discussed it a little bit before, that the Eved Ivri, if, let's say he has, he owes $600 and he works for 6 years, so each year is worth $100. So let's say he works 2 years. So there's $400 left over on his what he owes of service. So if he could somehow come up with $400 and pay the master, that's a way of him getting free. That's Giron Kesef, paying the remaining balance on what he owes. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Giron Kesef works for an Eved Ivri to go free? Chizkiah says, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hefda milamed shemigara pidyona v'yotze. That you redeem, that doesn't say he's redeemed. V'hefda implies that the Adon also is involved in the redemption process. We saw this back in Yudalib. That he has to also take into the calculation that he doesn't just, I bought the Eved for $600, I want $600 back. No, he helps with reducing the cost year per, $100 per year. So he's involved in that Giron Kesef, and then he goes for, that's how you redeem the Eved Ivri. One of the ways you redeem an Eved Ivri. Tana, the Brisa quotes another way to acquire himself back, V'konis asmo b'kesef uv'shava kesef uv'shtar. So buying himself back with money, buying himself back with value, shava kesef, which can mean clothing, it could be anything that has value, even though it's not necessarily money, that works as well to acquire himself back, and giving a shtar also works. So the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense, kesef. The Pasuk says, Dichsev mikesef miknaso. The Pasuk says that he was bought with kesef, so kesef works to redeem himself back. Shava kesef works as well, nami. Yashiv gulaso amrachmana. The word yashiv is extra. That comes to the rabble, shava kesef kekesef. That even shava kesef works. You could give anything that has value, even though it's not actually money, works as well. So if he owes $400 left to the Adam, if he gives enough clothing, for example, that's worth $400 to the Adam, that also would get him to go free. Elahai shtar hechidami. What's the shtar that the Brisa says works for the Eved Ivri to buy himself back? Ilema dekasev la shtar adame. If he says, here's a document that I owe you $400, I'm in debt to you, and let me go free. Hainu kesef, that's exactly kesef. An IOU, a dollar bill that has value behind it, a check, that would be the same exact idea. That's kesef. There's no chiddush in that. That's not shtar, that's kesef. So what's the shtar here that works for an Eved Ivri to kone atzmo? El shichur shtar. So if it's shichur shtar, that it's a document that writes that he goes free, the harayat mishuchheres or something, lamali, why do you need a shtar? Shtar lamali. Leimele bape tre zil. Just say in front of two people, go free. You don't need a shtar. Just, I'm mochel in my shibud. I'm mochel in the chov. Just go free. Or inami, alternatively, what you could say is, bape beidin, in front of a bezin, zil. In front of bezin, you say, I'm letting you go free. There's no need for a shtar. So the Gemara says, amarava zosemer. So we learn from here that you do need a shtar. Eved ivri gufo kanoi. You own the guf of the Eved. The Eved is not simply a mumminous obligation that he has. He's not just a worker. You actually own his guf. And the only way he goes free, Rav Shemachal Girono Ein Girono Machal. And if the master were to be mochel, don't worry, you don't owe me money. The $400 I'm going to just completely nullify and be mochel on that. That doesn't work because he has to still be released because his guf, his body, is owned by the master. That's the chiddush. A shtar is necessary. Mechila is not enough. And one of the ways they prove that an Eved Ivri, a Gufa Kanoi, is that the master could give the Eved Ivri to marry a Shivcha Kananis, or at least have children with a Shivcha Kananis, even though it's not a regular worker, that shows there's some level of control that you have over the Eved Ivri. So that's the need for a shtar. So shtar works as well.
And say in the Mishnah, the Tosa says it's because it only listed the ones that were Baal Korcha.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Right. So the Gemara now says, Yisera of Am Ivriya. And Am Ivriya has an additional way that she goes free. That, what does the Mishnah say, the additional way? The Mises Adon, was it? Oh, Siman, right, Simanim. That she, when she reaches the age of 12, the Simani Naris, she goes free as well. So Gemara asks now, Amarish Lakish, Am Ivriya Konet Atzma B'Mises Ha'av. Mishnah Adon Mikava Chomer. So when the Am Ivriya, even though she's in the ownership under the auspices of the Adon, if her father dies, she should go free from the master's rishus from a kal v'chomer. How? Masi manim shein motzin rishus av, motzin rishus adon. Si manim, when she's under the control of her father, the si manim don't let her go free, but si manim do let her go free from the adon. Misa she motzin rishus av. If her father dies, she does leave the rishus of the av. Eino din she motzin rishus adon. So then her father should also allow her to go free from the rishus of the adon as well. So that's what Reish Lakish says. So Misa Adon, rather Misa Av, is another way that Am Ivriya could go free. Even though, again, she's not currently under the house, under the roof of the Av, she's under the roof of the Adon, still through this Kal v'chomer, Misa Av lets her go free. So Gemara asks, Meisive, Rav Hoshaya Yisera Alav Am Ivriya, Shekon Es Atma B'Simanim. The Mishnah tells us that there's an additional way that Am Ivriya is calling herself, namely through Simanim. Vim Isa, if it's true that Misa's Av also lets her go free, Nisnei Nami Misa's Av. So why didn't it list an additional? There are two new ways that Am Ivriya could go free. One's through Simanim, the other's through Misa's Av. Gemara says, Tana V'Shayer. It left off, the Mishnah was not meant to be an exhaustive list. They left something off. Now, whenever the Gemara says Tana V'Shayer, it means two things were left off. Let's say I have a list of five things. It wouldn't make sense to have four things, leave one thing off, just write the one thing. So whenever you leave something off, there must be two things that are left off. Then the Mishnah would make sense that leave two things or three things off the list. So if it's really true that Mises Av was left off, there has to be something else that was left off as well. Maishar, what was the other thing that was left off the list? The Haishar, Mises Adon. If her master dies, she also goes free. So Mises Av and Mises Adon were both left off the list. And it's not a Kasha and Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish is right that Mises Av is going to be another way for her to go free. Gemara says, no, Imisha Mises Adon Lav Shirohu. The fact that the father, the Adon, dies, that's not left off the list of the Mishnah. The same thing applies. If a Eved Ivri's master, Misa Adon, were to die, he also goes free. That's not a distinction between an Am Ivriya and an Eved Ivri. We're looking for things that an additional Cheiris that applies to an Am Ivriya. Misa Adon is not unique to an Am Ivriya. If that's the case, if Misa Adon applies both equally to an Eved Ivri and to an Am Ivriya, Ela Nisne, why not teach in the Mishnah? It should say, then Eved Ivri's Konis Asma B'Giron Kesef, it'd be Misa Adon, but why doesn't it say Misa Adon for an Eved Ivri?
Rashi writes Nisne, teach Misa Av, now I don't see another Shire.
Only Misa Av.
You need a second thing, and why doesn't it look
like
that? I see Rashi saying that.
It's two ways on it, five. It's the same. Misa Adon should have been written down both ways, or
the same
thing. Now that we don't have that as a Shire.
Uh-huh. So. I hear, yeah. So the Rashi says that. So I'm not sure if anyone says my pshat then. Maybe I'm wrong then. So Rashi says, really, so now that it's not really left off the list, we have to ask the question, why wasn't it on the list, though? Why wasn't Misa Adon on the list? That's still a question you have to ask. Well, either way.
You learn from the
Hekish. No, but it should still be Latin thesaurus, but why it's not listed in the Mishnah like anything else? If it's really true that Misa Adon is a way that an Eved Ivri and Amir Ivri go free, it should be listed in the Mishnah. Why was it left off? So I don't know. I'm not sure if anyone asks this question. The Masechta on the note doesn't say anything here. Let's see. Okay, I don't know. Nothing back there. Let's look one more place. Okay, nothing. All right, okay. Either way, Rashi wants to know why. Gemara wants to know, Rashi explained, that why was Misa Sa'av, if it's really the only thing that's left off the list, so why was it left off the list? So the Okay, so maybe at the end there, with the Mitzvah Adam when it comes to a Nirta? I don't know. Okay, so Gemara ends up answering as follows. Tana, davar sheish lo kitzva, katani, davar shein lo kitzva lo katani. The Mishnah was only teaching things that had a set, there's a set time to it. Something that did not have a set time was not listed in the Mishnah, meaning what? A set time is something like Rashi explains, sheish lo kitzva, there's a set amount, set time. Kesef miknaso is a set amount. He was bought for $600, $1,000, whatever it was, there was a time, there was something finite that you can relate to. Sheisharim is 6 years. Yovel is a set time. All of them, kulo, yodah, le'imas, v'kama. You all, by all those examples listed in the Mishnah, you know when, you know how much. As opposed to the case of Mises, you don't know when that happened. There's no way to anticipate. There's no davar kitzva. So davar kitzva was left off the list. Once you have davar shein kitzva, it was left off the list. That also explains why Mises ha'adam was left off the list as well. Mar says, what do you mean? Is that really true? The only things that have a kitzva are on the list. V'ha simanim de'ein la kitzva. You see, you have no idea when she's going to have simanim. You have no idea when she's going to mature. That's ein la kitzva, yet still listed in the Mishnah as one of the ways that she goes free. Vikatani. So amar safra ein lam kitzva lemala v'yesh lam kitzva lemata. No, there's no end. You have no idea when it's going to happen. But we do know the only time we can recognize when we can acknowledge that simanim are really simanim can only come after a certain age. As the Mishnah, the Braisa tells us on the top of Tezayinu Abay is the Tanya. Ben teisha shadim, boy who's 9 years old, shevi shtei saros. Shuma, it's considered a shuma, it's considered a mold, it's not really considered a hair that indicates any level of maturity. But if it's me ben teisha sham v'yomechad, if it's 9 years and above, ad ben yud beishana, until the age of 12, v'yomechad, vodin bo, shuma. If it's still there from when he was younger, we assume it's a shuma. Rabbi Yossi ber Yehuda omer simen ben shloshes v'yomechad v'yomechad. Simen. He thinks it's a simen. If it's still there during that those period of 9 to 12, that's a simen, that's a raya, that he's matured. Once you get to Ben Shloshi Seishan of Yom Echad, Divya Kol Simen. But above the age of 13, that's, of course, according to everybody, that's considered a good simen. So we see that there's a certain age where we can only recognize them being simanim after he reaches a certain age. Even though if it could be 15 or 16 when he gets them, we don't know when it's going to happen, but there's a certain point to start with where we can start acknowledging the Shtei Saros. And that's why it's on the list. Marnau says, asks Masiv Rav Sheshes, he quotes from Ebraisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba Manikin Lehem. There are four situations where someone gets Hanukkah. We spoke of Hanukkah when the Eved Ivri goes free and Am Ivri goes free. We give him matanos, we give him gifts based on Pesukim in the Torah. And the Ebraisa goes on to explain, Shloshe Ba'ish V'Shloshe Bisha. Three apply to a man and three apply to a woman. Viata yachalomar dal be'echad, and it's impossible to ever say four. Four can never apply to men and to women. It's three and three, but the four different types though. The fish ain simanim be'ish ve'ain ritzia be'isha. Simanim don't apply to a man, and the ritzia doesn't apply to a woman. So you have four different types, but only three to each independently. Vim is, if it's really true. So what are the four? Let's go through the four for a second here. So the four are. We have Yotze b'sheishanim, Yotze b'yovel. When they leave in those two, that applied to both an isha and a ish. That's Hanukkah. Then you have simanim, which is a third one, which only applies to an amivya. And then you have the case of the nirtza, when he goes free from nirtza after Mises Adam, that only applies to a ish. That's the fourth situation, but that's only three to a man and three to a woman. So now the Gemara asks, based on this raisa, v'misa, if it's really true, Nisnei Nami Mises Av. Why not teach Mises Av as well? That if the father dies, that the Amivir gets the Hanukkah as well. Mara says, V'chi Teimach Nami Tan V'Shayer. If you want to say, that was left off the list. You're right, it could have been listed, but they didn't intend on having an exhaustive list. They give a few examples.
This is
the Harvard. Right, my answer is exactly, V'har Bar Katani. When it says a number, you can't say Tan V'Shayer when there's an exact number. If there are really six, why would the Mishnah say that there's really four? So when you say four, there's dafka four, nothing else left off the list.
Why don't we answer that on the other side?
There's no number mentioned before. The Mishnah has no number. It doesn't say that the four ways that Eved Ivri is Kone at Tatsmo. This Braisa does say the number four. Our Mishnah did not say a number. Gemara says, V'chitem, if you're going to say, okay, well, the answer what we could say is, Tana davar sheish lo kitzva, katani, v'davar shein lo kitzva, lo katani. This Braisa of Rabbi Shimon only mentions things that have a davar kitzva, that have a set amount, a set time, set number, things that don't have a set amount, such as Mises Av, wasn't on the list. But simanim are on this list of the four types of hanukkahs, and there's no kitzva. And the chitim, if you're going to tell me no, hachanami kedir of safra, like we said above, there's no kitzva lamala, but there's a kitzva lamata, so that's why it's on the list. And it is only examples of something that has davar kitzva. But v'ha'ika misas adam. One of the things listed in this Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon of four is misas adam de'ein lam kitzva, yet it's v'katani. So misas adam nami lo katani, no. Misa Adon is also not on the list. We said above that there are four types of hanukkahs. Now, Rabbi Shimon never told us which four. We suggested which four. And we said one of them was really Misa Adon. And Misa Adon has no kitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, Misa Adon was not the fourth one. You had a mistake. The Rabbi Shimon Shita is not including things that had no kitzvah, only things that yesh la kitzvah. So LR ba mind you. So what are the four examples when an eved goes free that there is hanukkah? It can't be Misa Adon. It can't be Misa Av. What are the four? So the Gemara tells us, my nihu, shanim, after 6 years, when they go free, both an Am Ivira and an Eved Ivri get hanukkah. The Yovel, if Yovel hits, also during the Am Ivira or Eved Ivri, he gets hanukkah. Yovel Sheritzia, if the Eved Ivri is a Ritzia, and Yovel hit, not Misa Adon, but Yovel comes and ends the Ritzia, that will also give him hanukkah. And the fourth one is Am Ivira B'simanim. So the Braisa does only list things that Yeshla Kitzva. And therefore, it's possible that Misa Sa'av is off the list because it's Ein La Kitzvah. But it's possible Misa Sa'av still does work, like Reish Lakish. It still is one of the avenues of her going free. And Gemara explained, just to strengthen this idea, Hachanami Misabra, this is also very logical to say. The Katani Seifa, because the Seifa of that Braisa above of Rabbi Shimon says that the four people had Anaka, and it said, the Iatayacha Lomar Arba Be'echar Mehem, V'fishein Simon Be'ish V'ein Ritzia Be'ish. It says that you have four total types of hanukkahs, but only three apply to a man and three apply to a woman. Vim Isa, if it's really true, Beisa Miha Mishka Achas La'arba Shmamina. If it's true that Misa Sa'adon was on the list, Misa Adon does apply to an Amivria. If her master does die, she does get hanukkah, she does go free. And we said that would be a fourth application to a woman, and we said only three. So clearly a Misa Adon is not on the list, so to Misa Sa'av is not on that list either. Okay. Gemara now says, Masiv Rav Amram, V'eilu manikin lahem, the following are individuals who get Hanukkah, the Matanos, when they leave, Hayotzi b'shanim, u'b'yovel, u'misa sa'adon, v'am ivriya b'simanim. So we see here there's a list, and it does not mention Misa Sa'av. The Misa Nisne, if it's really true that it works, Nisne Nami Misa Sa'av, why not mention Misa Sa'av? If you're going to tell me that this list of Rav Amram was not exhaustive, so Vaha Elu Katani Elu means these. Elu says only these that are presenting, implying that nothing else works that's on the list. V'chitim, if you're going to tell me, no, this list just includes Davar Sheish Lakitz, only things that have a set time or a set amount. Katani. But Davar Shein Lam Kitzva Lakatani, things that don't have a set amount are not on the list. Ah, but Vaha Simanim Dein Lam Kitzva V'katani. Simanim have no set limit, and it's on the list, like we said above. No, v'chitim, if you're going to explain to me that simanim hachanamik derav sifra safra, that there's no siman, there's no kitzvah lamala, but there is a kitzvah lamata, so that's why it is on the list. We do only list things that yeshlam kitzvah, but ha'ika misas adon, that misas adon clearly has no kitzvah, yet it's on the list. So if misas adon is on the list, misas ha'av should also be on the list. The Gemara ends up saying tiyufta derish lakish tiyufta. Reish Lakish is a challenge. He has no answer. It's an unrefutable question. He's challenged by this Braisa. Reish Lakish cannot go against the Braisa. Therefore, it's a Tiyufta. Unanswerable question.
It was Mishayer or Yovel Sharetzia on this one.
That's another question you could ask. I mean, you still have to say Ve'elu. Why do you say Ve'elu? So it could be as possible it's referring to only an Eved Ivri, not Ritzia. Ritzia might be a different type of Eved, which is discussed in the Rishon. How much do you view Ritzia as being a different type of Eved? Gemara says, Reish Lakish, Kavachomer, Amar. What do you mean? How can you reject him? He made a Kavachomer. The Kavachomer is very, very sound. So how do you explain? Okay, there's a text versus a logic. Which one trumps which? Is it the text? The text is against Reish Lakish, but the Svar is in favor of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Kavachomer Prichahi. There's a certain, there's a flaw. What's the flaw? Mishum de'ikla Mifrach. Remember, his Kavachomer was as follows. Just like a Misas, let's see that again, that we said, an Am Ivrius Konis Asma, but Misas Av. She should acquire herself when her own father dies. Why? Ma Simanim, Shein Motin Mershiz Av. The Simanim do not have her leave the father's possession. yet it is motzi her from her adon's possession. So then Mises Ha'av, which does free her from her father, certainly it should free her from her master as well. That was the Kal V'chomer. So what's the Pircha? Mara says, Mishum Zikal Mifrach Ma'li Simanim Shenishtana Haguf, that she changes. Simanim, she changes to a new person. Simanim have a certain strength. So she's not who she was when she was initially bought as an Ami Ivri, as a Katana, by the Adam, and now she's transformed, she went through puberty, she's now a completely different Gavra. She's not the same person who was sold, so that's why she goes free. Tomer v'mitzvah Zahav, you're going to tell me when her father died, she came lo nishana haguf? Nothing changed about her. Nothing intrinsic to her changed. It was completely external. That's not any reason to allow her to go free from the mitzvah, from the rishus of the Adam. And for that reason, we reject it. Remember there being a big discussion how to understand this idea of nishana haguf here. There's something about this. I'm not remembering what the sugi is. Okay. Gemara now quotes a braisa. Tani chada anak eved ivri latzmo. Vanak am ivri latzmo. So one braisa tells us that the eved ivri, when he goes free, he gets to keep the matanos. It goes to him. And when it comes to am ivri, she also keeps the hanako. Tani idach, yet there's a different braisa that says, anak am ivri umitziyasa la avia. That the Hanukkah of the Am Ivriya and any of her findings go to her father. Vein l'raba elaschar b'teila b'vad. And when it comes to the rich, look at Rashi. Vein l'raba b'mitziyasa. While she's an Am Ivriya and she finds something, the master doesn't get it, only the father gets it. But elaschar b'teila kama shebatla mimlachta v'kishek basa. When she went off to the side, she's supposed to be working for a master and she sees a very nice something on the ground. She picks it up. That object goes to her father, but the amount of time that she wasted not working for her master, she owes those few dollars that she took off time outside of work. But the master does not get the mitzvah, goes to the father. So the Gemara says, "My lav, ha denafke b'misimanim, v'ha denafke l'b'misizav." What's the difference between these two different brises? One brise says that she keeps the hanaka, and the other brise says that the father gets the hanaka. What's the difference? It must be if she goes out through Simanim, she's completely independent, so she gets to keep the hanaka. But if she goes out with a Misa Av, no, other way around, sorry. When she leaves with Simanim, when she still has a father, the father gets to keep the hanaka. But when she leaves with Misa Av, when she has no father, then she gets to keep the hanaka for herself. So we see here that the Braisa tells us that the hanaka, that father, she does go free with Misa Av. Gemara says, no, lo, idi the nafkale b'simanim. No, these both cases are referring to a situation where she left with simanim. So what's the machlok is whether she keeps the nakah or the father keeps the nakah? Lakasha, hadir isi la'av, hadir las la'av. If she has a father, the father gets the nakah. If she does not have a father, then she keeps the nakah. But the way she goes out is always through simanim.
The Baal can still do yehud if he wants at one point. Is there a certain shlita he has over her?
Yeah, it has to only do before she exits, before she leaves.
There's a certain shlita over here, but you're saying that if she has... her possession still can go back to the father. In other words, it's like a chilek. So in certain parts of her, he's able to have shlita over. But yet, Dvarim, if she gets...
Well, no, if he didn't perform yud, so then he didn't show his control over her. And then when...
She still goes back to the father. In other words, whatever she has, possessions-wise.
Right.
So it's not a complete...
Exactly. It sets a stage for possibility of yud and kedushim, but if he doesn't act upon it, it's not a full... It's an interesting relationship.
Yeah.
It's very interesting in terms of who has the mumminess over her. Yeah. Mara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Anakam, if you're Latzma, that she gets to keep it. Lemute Achin, that the brothers don't keep it. And again, we're talking about a situation where she has no father. So the Brisa tells us that there's no father. She gets to keep her own Hanaka and it doesn't go to the brothers. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Vesachaltim, Osam Levnechem, Acharechem. Osam Levnechem, Vlovno Sechem Levnechem. They are to the brothers. What's it referring to? Osam, the Avadim, the different Yerushas, go to the sons, but your own daughter does not go to your son. Mikan, she'ein adam morish zechus bita livno. From here we see that the zechus of the daughter that normally goes to the father does not get passed on through Yerusha to the sons. If the father's not alive, she gets to keep it on her own. All other types of Yerushas do go to the son, but when it's a zechus of the, through the daughter, that does not pass on to the son. Ella, anak, eved ivri latzmo, pshita. But why does the Bais have to tell me that the eved ivri gets to keep his own hanaka? Of course he keeps the own hanaka. Who else would get the hanaka if not him? Again, by the am ivri, there's a habit to think that maybe the brothers should get it. So we're telling us that the brothers don't get it. But of course the eved ivri keeps his own hanaka. Elaman, who else would get it if not him? Amarav Yosef, yud karis kachazino hacha. What do you mean Yud Karas Kachazina Hacha? Look at Rashi. Rashi says that Yud around 15 lines up, Yud Karas, Yud Shi Katana, Yud which is the smallest letter, Asa Yir Gadol, he made to a big city. What does that mean? Kilomar Harich Mishasa Chinam, you're right. It's really unnecessary to say that an Eved Ivri keeps his own Hanukkah, because we know it's so obvious, who else would get the Hanukkah? The Brice was being very, a bit lengthy, more so than he really needed to be, and it was unnecessary to teach us, and there's no chiddush to be learned from there. Okay, the Gemara now says, Abai Amar, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi says, no, Ha Mani, who taught this Brice, Tutai, the Tanya Tutai, Omer, that's his name, Lo V'lo L'Bal Chovo. One might think that maybe the Baal Chov, if he owes money, if he owes to someone else's money, he owes $100 to another guy, and when he leaves, he gets Hanukkah of a Matana, maybe that Eved Ivri shouldn't keep it, that Hanukkah should go to his collector. That would be fair. Kamashwa, no, he himself gets to keep it, and not the Baal Chov. Okay, now, this, I think the Rishon point out here, this is a raya for one of these. What's Hanukkah? Is Hanukkah supposed to be some form of payment, or Hanukkah supposed to be just a certain level of Hakar Satov to him? So if it's a karsa tov to him for all the time he spent here, so it's no one has any other rights over the matanah that he deserved. But if it's supposed to be some type of schar pula, when he worked for the 6 years, he worked, even though he was bought for $600, he clearly worked more than $600 worth. So really giving him the extra, the bonus, if you will, the overpay that he really deserved. So if it's about schar pula, then there would be half a minute for it to go to the Baal Chov. But once it's really about Hakar Satov, to show the appreciation you have for him, it's not right for somebody else to take that Hakar Satov from him. I think that's what they discuss over here. Let's read a little bit further now. Gemara says, Gufa. Quoting from what we had above, Eilu Manikin Lahem. The following are situations where a person gets Hanukkah when he goes free from his Avdus. Hayoti Bishanim, guy who leaves after 6 years. Ubi Yovel, Yovel comes in the middle of the 6 years, ends it. Mises Adon, if the master dies. Ami Ivya, Bisimanim, when she gets to that certain level of the Simanim. Aval Boreach v'yotei b'giron kasev ein manikin lo. If an Eved Ivri runs away, or a guy gets free because he pays back the outstanding debt, these two cases there is no Hanukkah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Meir argues and says, Omer Boreach ein manikin lo. However, yotei b'giron kasev manikin lo. He argues, I agree that a guy runs away, he certainly doesn't deserve Hanukkah. He doesn't deserve any presents. He ran away. But a guy who leaves with b'giron kasev, he should get Hanukkah. And comes along with Bishim and Omer, as we said earlier, Omer Arba, Manik and Lahem, there are four situations where you get Hanukkah, Shlosh Shabi, Shlosh Shabi Isha, Viyat HaYachal, Omer Arba, Becham Hem. You can't say that four applied to each of them. Lefisha Ein, Simanim B'ish, V'Ritziah B'isha, like we said above, Simanim do not apply to a man, and Ritziah does not apply to a woman. Gemara now wants to know, Menachem Mila, how do you know this to be true? The Tanur Rabbanan, Yachal Lo Yuhmanikin El Yotze B'sheish. You might think that Hanukkah is only applied to a person who leaves after 6 years is complete. How do you know these three other situations also get Hanukkah? When you send them off. So whenever you send them off, when there's Yovel, when the Mises Adon, you send them off. So whenever they're being sent off, you give them Hanukkah along the way. But the whole Pasuk says, the Pasuk here...
is there a chiyuv Hanukkah, or is this like a nice thing?
Yeah, look, the pasuk says, I think it's Parshas Re'eh, v'chi sishalchenu chavshi me'imach, when you send them free, lo sishalchenu re'kam, can't send them empty-handed, so you have to, it's a mitzvah, we'll see later on how much you're supposed to give them, there's a certain amount that's supposed to be given to them, and what qualifies as Hanukkah. But it said, v'chi sishalchenu, whenever you send them off, whenever they send off, you give them Hanukkah, whatever type of shlichus this is. If that's the case, so therefore, Yachal Shani Marbe Barech V'yotze B'Giron Kasev. They're also sent off, so maybe they should also get Hanukkah when they leave through that way. Tamalomer V'chis Shalchenu Chavshi Meimach. When they're sent from you, Misha Shilucha Meimach. When they're sent from you, as opposed to Yotze Barech V'yotze B'Giron Kasev, She'ein Shilucha Meimach. It's not sent from you. What does that mean? Rashi explains She'ein Shilucha Meimach. 5 lines up. Medaitcha Elameleim. When they leave on their own, when he pays you the money, he's forcing you, or he runs away, that's not your das, then you don't have to send them. But if it's me'aleim, not from that he's pressuring you, it's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the sixth year, or the simanim, or the yovel, not from the Eved himself, that's when you send him off with a gift. But when he presses you, he runs away, or he pays you the money, that doesn't require any Hanukkah. That's all according to the Tanakhama. Comes on Rabbi Meir Omer, Barech ein manikin lo, dein shilucha meimach. When it comes to that he runs away, that's not being sent from you, he runs away. There's no Hanukkah. you would require. Because, again, we said above a few times that you, the Adon himself, partakes in the Giron Kesef. He's negotiating how much is left over. So he's also kind of sending off. It's not where you're being forced against his will. He's being involved in this as well. And therefore, he requires Hanukkah there too. Should we read a little bit more?
Does he have a say? If the guy wants to Giron Kesef, can he say no, I'm not interested?
I don't think so.
No,
yeah, but it's still a certain. It's still involved, as opposed to the guy who's running away.
That's what you say.
Different
levels,
right? Okay, let's just do a few more lines here. Mar wants to know now. When the guy runs away, he requires hashlama. Has to complete the years. Rashi explains hashlama bay lahashlim sheish ulach hashlama harei kiyotz bishanim ve'anikeu. When he comes back, when you finally chase him down, he completes the remaining balance, and he gets Hanukkah after he's completed the 6 years. The Tanya, how do we know? The Brisa tells us that Minayin LeBareach Shechayv LaHashlim. How do we know that a Bareach runs away? He has to complete the 6 years. Tamalomar Sheish Sharmi Yavod. He has to complete 6 years. Yachol, one might think, Afilu Chol. Let's say the guy gets sick during the 6 years. He should also have to make up the time. The guy's sick in bed with the flu for a few weeks. Maybe after the 6 years up, he has to make up those few weeks. Tamalomer Ubashvius Yotza. No, he goes out during the 7th year. Rashi says, Tamalomer Ubashvius Yotza, Afilo Lo Evet Shesh Shleimim. Even though he's not working 6 full years, when the 7th year comes, he has to go free. Okay. So what's the Shaila here? So we said above that if the guy is sick, he doesn't have to do Hashlama. But how come Barach does have to do Hashlama? What's the difference? He didn't, then you don't need 6 complete years.
Isn't the question here, what's the comment that Barach, you don't give Hanukkah, you're going to ultimately give Hanukkah, the Abdus hasn't ended yet. He's going to come back and ultimately you're going to give him Hanukkah, the same way you're going to do Hashlama.
Exactly. So we said, it's very good. Gemara above said that Barach doesn't get Hanukkah, but this Brisa clearly says that he has to be Mashlim the years afterwards. Only a person who's sick doesn't have to be Mashlim, but Barach does have to be Mashlim the 6 years. So after he gets he gets Hanukkah. If he comes back, he's Mashlim the 6 years, he gets Hanukkah. How can we say above, across the board, that Barach does not get Hanukkah? Very good. So Gemara says, Amar of Sheish is Kacha B'mayaskin, what are we dealing with over here? He runs away, and before he gets a chance to make up the 6 years, Yovel comes, and now he goes free. Mal the same. What would you say? Since Yovel came, that's considered being sent me'elav from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not from him himself, and he should not be penalized and should get Hanukkah. Kamashma, no. He has to come back for at least a little bit before Yovel hits. But if he doesn't come back and Yovel hits while he's on the run, he does not get Hanukkah. That's what we're talking about above. But Ein Hachanami, if he does come back and does Hashlama, then he would get the Hanukkah afterwards.
I'm happy to get the 2 doubts.
2 doubts, yeah?
Anybody else? No.
Let's stop here. Let's stop here. Shkoyach. Sorry.
Ah, that's all good.